Welcome to all those on BBS Radio. Thanks for tuning in. To Winfrey, we have questions, we have answers.
And we are live this Wednesday. This is Prudence Kurtz, your greeter on this Wednesday, sitting in for Heise Minderhout, and I'm live from Asheville, North Carolina. We welcome those callers dialing in for this program. You have questions, we have answers. We welcome our BBS listeners and those callers calling in. And if anyone would like to announce themselves, please do so.
It's Dharmananda.
Dharmananda, welcome. Thank you.
I know where Heise is. I didn't know you were coming.
Yeah. I'm sitting in for Heise tonight.
Oh, good.
Yep.
Okay, I'll leave it up to you then.
Okay, we are preparing for Hurricane Florence here in the Carolinas. Yep, North Carolina.
Yeah.
Yep, and probably the whole East Coast. So we keep all of these people in our hearts and minds.
Well, maybe we can steer that hurricane out or diminish the impact or something, you know?
Yes, yes.
Hopefully.
I don't know if you listened to Whole Planet Healing last night.
No.
Tuesday the 11th, September 11th. On the replay, you might want to listen to it. Terry actually did a channeling where the sources talked to the hurricane. Very fascinating. I don't want to spoil the surprise, but you should listen to it on the replay. Do you have the replay number?
I think it's the same number, isn't it?
slightly different. The replay number for Whole Planet Healing is 712-770-4009.
Oh, 4009. Okay.
Yeah, and the PIN is the same, 250513 pound.
Okay, all right.
Welcome to the next callers that came in. Welcome to the Wednesday session with Terry Brown and Win Free. You have questions, we have answers. This is Prudy in North Carolina. Would you like to say your name and location?
Hi, Trudy. This is Cecil, a C6E serpent from Sunscanny, Seattle.
Hi, Cecil. Welcome.
Thank you.
I'm sitting in for Heise tonight.
I can see that.
Yep. You can see that. And we are live with BBS. We welcome our BBS callers for another edition of You Have Questions, We Have Answers, where you submit your questions and our very high sources, the Elohim and Ra and Ra'an, will answer your question. Good evening and welcome to another edition of You Have Questions, We Have Answers. This is Prudy in Asheville. Would you like to say your name and location?
Hi, Prudy. It's Jane in Pennsylvania.
Hello, Jane.
Hi.
And welcome to our next caller, to You Have Questions, We Have Answers. Would you like to announce your name and location?
Hey, it's John Munter, Northern Minnesota.
Hi, John in Minnesota.
Hi, John.
Hi.
Hi, John.
Hi, hi.
Prudy is sitting in for Heise tonight.
Nice.
Yep. And we welcome all of our BBS listeners. Even though we can't see you or hear you, we welcome you, and you can submit your questions. You have questions, we have answers on our Wednesday program. Are there any other callers that I may have missed that would like to announce themselves? Good evening and welcome to You Have Questions, We Have Answers. This is Prudy in Asheville, North Carolina. Would you like to say your name and location?
Prudy, it's Debbie in Costa Mesa, California. How are you doing?
Hello.
Hi, honey. What's going on for you in North Carolina? Are you
right now the sun is, you know, the sun's down, but it's, you know, clear skies, clear sailing, but we're expected to at the best get a whole lot of rain and high winds.
Okay.
And the worst of it, we don't know what that could is in store for us.
Okie dokie. Well, we're praying.
Yeah. Thank you very much. So appreciate that.
Yeah.
Good evening and welcome to you. You have questions, we have answers. This is Prudy in Asheville. Would you like to say your name and location?
Positive greetings, Prudy. Nice to hear your voice.
Hi, Raiden. Positive greetings back at you.
How's the weather out there?
Right now, the weather is very nice. It's a clear, starry night. The hurricane is supposed to hit tomorrow evening. And we are battening down the hatches and preparing for the worst.
The calm before the storm.
The calm before the storm, exactly. Good evening. Good evening to our next callers. I think we had a few callers join us. Welcome to our Wednesday program of You Have Questions and We Have Answers. Would you like to say your name and city?
Hi, Don in Northern Ohio. Hi, Prudy, everybody.
Hi, Don. Hi, Don. Anybody else? Good evening and welcome to the Wednesday edition of You Have Questions and We Have Answers. This is Prudy in Asheville, North Carolina. Would you like to say your name and location?
Hi, Prudy. This is Terry from Dallas.
Hi, Terry in Dallas.
Hi, Terry.
Hello.
And we welcome our BBS callers that are listening. This is Prudence in Asheville, North Carolina, and I am sitting in for Highs tonight, in case you're wondering about that. Another edition of You Have Questions, We Have Answers with Winfrey and Terry Brown, where our sources, the Elohim, Ra, and Ra'an, will answer your questions.
But don't believe a word of anything they say.
Thank you, Win.
Hey, I just fell off my unicorn.
I hope it didn't hurt.
Good evening and welcome to You Have Questions, We Have Answers. Would you like to say your name and location?
This is Terry in Sedona.
Hi, Terry.
Hi, Terry.
Hello, Terry.
Hey, Terry.
Hi.
You sound like good tonight.
Yes, you are. We had another caller join us. Good evening and welcome to you, the Wednesday edition of You Have Questions, We Have Answers. Would you like to say your name and location?
It's Roger in Austin.
Hi, Roger.
Hi, Roger.
Hi. Hi, everybody.
Prudy in Asheville, North Carolina, sitting in for Highs tonight.
Prudence, is Myra on the line by any chance?
I don't think so. Myra did not announce herself.
We've had about six people come on in the last little while that didn't announce. There's two more.
Well, she asked a question. You know?
Mm-hmm. Mariah, if you're out there, we welcome you, and you can say hi if you want to.
Dr. Art Franklin, Hampton, Virginia.
Dr. Art, welcome.
Hey there.
And we welcome our BBS callers, those who are listening around the world, to You Have Questions, We Have Answers. And this is Prudy or Prudence from Asheville, North Carolina, sitting in for Heisman DeHout. And
Dr. Art, are you still being a dizzy blonde?
Say that again, sir.
I muted myself. What was that you just asked?
I just asked if you're still being a dizzy blonde.
Am I? Well, I guess I am. I don't know.
got the dizzy part dizzy? Right anyway, huh?
Yeah,
am
right.
Am I breaking up?
Yes, you are.
Gary, are you breaking up? Say something.
Everybody sounds bubbly.
Everybody's breaking up.
Everybody's breaking. How do I sound? Hello, everybody.
Breaking,
welcome.
You're breaking up too.
Rudy sounds good to me. Wynn sounds okay. Terry sounds pretty good.
happy you guys. Yeah. I had to call back in yesterday or the day before on the other, on the later call.
Mm-hmm. Kind of like we've got an echo.
Breaking up.
We have those dolphin bubbles on the line.
Bubble.
I think it must not be our phone line. I thought it might be, you know, because you guys are breaking up and I'm breaking up, so it's, I think it's a phone connection. Phone connection.
You're sounding good now to me, Wynn.
You're breaking up.
I'm breaking
okay.
up.
Okay. Yep. Well, you know.
Wow. I'll call back.
It's kind of like. No, I hear you. I don't think it's your phone. I think it's the conference line. Just a moment ago, I was breaking up, okay?
Got it.
See, now you're breaking up. Then you were just good. Okay,
isn't there a song by that name?
The best part of breaking up?
Yeah.
It's hard to do?
Yeah.
Breaking up is hard to do?
Yeah, easy to do here.
And I also want to welcome our BBS callers who are on the line listening to us live. Thank you for joining us. And this is another edition of the Wednesday conference call. If you have questions and we have answers, it's an opportunity for you to submit a question and have the highest sources, the Elohim, Ra'an, answer your questions. Your questions of a very spiritual nature through the channel Terry Brown, who is on the line with us now, along with Wynn, our host. And I am sitting in for Heis Minderhout, who usually does this. So I hope I sound okay.
I get that hurricane down. It's really coming in.
Okay, I'm coming in. That's good.
Well, I don't know how to get rid of these bubbly sounds that come and go, but maybe when we start, when we call in the light, maybe it will clear. It's clear right now for me, correct?
Yes, you sound very good.
Yeah.
You're clear, but not very loud.
Yeah, I don't think it's my phone. I don't think it's our phone connection, you know? And
it could be the satellite,
huh?
Could be the satellite, maybe?
It's Trump's.
It's Trump's fault, right?
I wonder if you got a little closer to your mic, Wynn, if it helped.
Now let me talk and see if this sounds good. I'll just send a reminder out to those who are listening and our friends on BBS who are listening. Don't forget to call in for Whole Planet Healing, an opportunity to join in beautiful energy and a meditation in healing of planet Earth and helping her birth into the fourth dimension. And it's a wonderful way to be of service. And that phone number is 712-770-4340, and the PIN number is 250513#. So I hope you got that, and we welcome our next caller to hold. To you have questions, we have answers. Would you like to say your name and city? But only if you want to. Good evening and welcome to the Wednesday edition of You Have Questions and We Have Answers from the highest of spiritual realms. Would you like to announce your name and location?
Hi, Trudy. It's Jeannie in Citrus Heights.
Hi, Jeannie.
Hello.
All right. I think we are. I guess I can talk louder. Is that better, Cecil? Hello, Cecil?
Not very much better at my end here. Most everybody else is loud and strong, and you're kind of weak.
Everyone's breaking up over here.
Pardon me? I'm breaking up over there?
Everyone's breaking up over here to me. I don't know what's going on.
You sound good to me, though. You
not
sound clear
up,
and strong.
It's not breaking up. It's just not very loud. Everybody else is loud and clear, and the wind's in the background, kind of.
Okay.
That sounds better.
Yeah, that sounds good. Well, Wynn, if you'd like to, I will mute the dings.
Yeah, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. Just wait one moment. And I am going to call back on Skype and see how that works. Okay.
Yeah, you're sounding good the way you are, though, just to let you know.
Well,
okay.
It's not with me.
Like,
it's all
okay.
Broken up.
Terry,
here's the That's important. That's important.
You sound good to me. You're coming through loud and clear.
Should I call back in?
What's that?
Should I call back?
Should you call back?
Should I call back?
No.
Okay. You sound better now.
Yeah, it seems to be intermittent. But if you feel more comfortable with Skype, go for it.
I'm dialing Skype right now.
You're on Skype?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I'll try to deal with it, but you sound really fuzzy.
For those who are listening, we welcome you to the Wednesday call of You Have Questions and We Have Answers. And we are currently working out the technical difficulties of making sure our lines are clear before we bring in the light and the higher sources. Good evening and welcome to the Wednesday program. We have questions, we have answers. Would you like to announce your name and location?
Okay, that's me coming in on Skype. Can you hear me okay?
Welcome, Wynn. Yes, you sound good.
I'm better?
You sound good, yes.
All right. Okay, so, hang on. You still hear me okay, right?
Good on my end.
That's better now.
Welcome to the Wednesday program. You have questions, we have answers. Would you like to say your name and location?
This Cecil checked it back in. My phone went off, so I had to call back in.
Okay, welcome back, Cecil.
I'm going to mute myself because I'm going to be on traveling, so I'll be listening.
All right, safe travels to you. And it seemed like there was another caller, a woman. Were you trying to announce your name and location?
It's Helen, and I'm traveling also, so I'm going to mute myself, too.
Helen, welcome. Safe travels to you.
Thank you.
Good evening, and welcome to You Have Questions, We Have Answers. Would you like to announce your name and location? But only if you want to. Tonight is the You Have Questions, We Have Answers, our Wednesday program. We're here every Wednesday with Wynn Free and Terry Brown. We're an opportunity for you to submit a question and have that question answered live here through Terry Brown, the channel for the Elohim, Ra'an, and Ra, what we call our sources, very high energy with our host. Win free. We welcome our BBS listeners. Wynn, are you there? We were having some technical difficulties, which we are trying to work out those problems. Okay.
Okay.
Welcome back, Wynn. Is that you? Yeah, sounds good there.
Okay. Skype knocked me off, okay? So
All right. We're ready.
All right. I will mute the dings.
I'll try to understand you, but everybody is like breaking up.
Am I breaking up,
Jerry? Am I breaking up? Yeah.
No, Jerry, you're not breaking
you sound,
up.
Both of you sound good over here.
I'm not breaking up?
No.
No.
Okay. I'll try to understand.
Okay. Well, let's call in the light. And
hold on. Let me check these things. I don't think something went wrong here. Okay, there we go.
All callers are muted, and they can unmute themselves.
Okay.
You want the recording
started? This conference is being recorded.
This is September 12th, 2018. Wynn and Terry in Sedona, and everybody everywhere. And this evening, every Wednesday, people submit questions. Now, if you're new on the line, the people that have been coming in regularly oftentimes have developed some trust for what we're doing. We have a background of thousands of channelings. And of course, many of them are very deep and profound. We've brought in information that has never been in this realm before about how the universe works. We're communicating with sources that say they're at the top of the matrix and they can flow energy into this realm. And sometimes miraculous transformations happen around them, but it's kind of unpredictable when that happens. They are not there to show off or to say, look what we can do. They have their criteria when something is going to shift. And so when they answer a question tonight, the answer may be just for the person who's asking for it, or asking for it, I shouldn't say that, asking it. And it may be for you as well, but you have to decide. In fact, I tell people, don't believe anything until you get some kind of internal resonance. This is not a place to give up your power. And they are usually extremely careful not to answer questions in a way that causes you to give up your power. Like, what would that mean? What should I do? Where should I move? Tell me where to, you know, should I go for boyfriend A or boyfriend B? They don't make those kind of decisions. If you're having some kind of unusual phenomena in your life, they may be able to clarify it for you. And oftentimes, they answer questions that are very esoteric, and they give amazing answers on those questions. So what we do is we create a group energy, and we do something called calling in of the light. It means we create a group energy, and we invoke their presence. And then I will question Terry. So here we go. Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of light to surround and protect each person on this call, and any negativity be taken to the highest realms of light and transmuted for the highest good of all concerned. We see ourselves in the flow of energy radiating from the center of the universe, through the galaxies, through the Milky Way, through the solar system, through the outer energy fields of planet Earth, through our bodies, and into the center of the Earth. And right now we invoke a group energy connection while maintaining the sovereign integrity of our souls. And we invite those sources that are positive, service to others, honoring the law of one, to join with us. And we create a protected space that only the positive has access to. Anything not of that nature must leave now. And do we have our sources present?
Yes. We greet you in the love light of the one infinite creator. We take a moment and we move into the sphere of planet Earth and into your realm. And we make contact with those that wish to be made contact with directly. We do not come to the telephone line. That is only the voice. If we ever say anything that does not resonate with you, then disregard it. It is not, does not apply to you at that time. Do you have questions?
Yes. First question. From Dharmananda in Boulder Creek, California. Dharmananda recently had a clearing from Fred Books, and he told me that I... Dharmananda recently had a clearing from Fred Brooks.
All right.
Can you hear me okay? And Fred told him that he came here from the 12th dimension. My question is, what kind of beings live in this dimension, the 12th dimension, and which kind am I? And probably, first of all, would you validate that he came from the 12th dimension?
Yes. And the people that it is the God realm, and it is the one, and all beings come from source, and they're pure, and they are not cloaked in the veil when they come directly in. It is one of the most beautiful realms that there are.
Thank you. Is there any way you could share with Dharmananda how he can utilize that lineage in his track?
He is utilizing it in every way and every day. It is soul essence that has come in from the 12th dimension, and it is one with all in the area of the 12th dimension. And then there are other things that have been taken on from the lower dimensions. So keep that shining like a star, your home, the 12th dimension.
Thank you. Next question. This is from Mariah in Dallas, Texas, who
Mariah
was a new visitor on Whole Planet Healing a few days ago. And I'm going to give a little bit of my answer to her question, and then I'll turn it over to you. I find myself often questioning everything I've learned. I was raised Roman Catholic, so I still struggle quite a bit. I'm extremely open-minded and embrace these truths, but is it all real? Can they provide me with a sign or message to me to help me validate these truths? I need a little confirmation. I don't mean to disrespect or question them. Also, I feel like I have recently met, well, you know what? Let me ask a separate question. Let me go through the first question, okay? And then I'll go to the second question. So, Myra, I'll just tell you, when this all started with me, I was very much similar to you. I said, can this be real? Can they be who they say they are? And other people asked that. And I started to see manifestations that couldn't have been accidental. But I don't think they like to do manifestations on demand. That's the way it seems to me, because then we would be controlling them. Do this, do that, prove yourself. They kind of slip manifestations in between the cracks sometimes when you're least expecting it. To give you a couple of examples, the very first thing that happened is when I was writing The Reincarnation of Edgar Cayce, suddenly my printer turned on in the middle of the night. I heard it printing, and I went up, looked at it, and there was a Ra channeling there, okay? Now, there's no way it could have done that. No computer was connected. There was nothing done, but yet there it was. Then when I started talking to the Elohim, and if you read my pre-book, I had this situation where I asked them if they could help my sister, who was having a very serious operation the next day. And they said they could. And her operation went successful. And she actually, her husband didn't think she was going to live. So in any case, I said, well, that could have been coincidence. Maybe they did it. I don't know. Well, a few weeks later, her husband called me and said, my sister, or Joanne, had to go in for tests, and something weird happened. And he asked me what I thought about it. And he said, they tested her to see if the cancer was still there, and it wasn't. But her lupus disappeared, and a lupus never goes away. And so I asked them, how did you do that? And they said, we projected a filter into her blood and took the lupus out. Well, at that point, I was convinced, all right? Then I still wasn't convinced they were who they said they were, but I was convinced that whoever they were, they healed my sister, okay? And then other people on the call have had experiences, synchronicities, little healings, sometimes big healings. Sometimes we've had things shift as a result of Whole Planet Healing. And for many years, people that have been tracking us know But I would always say this is an experiment. And the experiment is not to believe them in your mind. You know, something has to shift where you get it in your being that they're real or they're not real. You know, if someone was a Catholic, they might say, maybe this is the devil. I used to ask myself that. But the amazing thing is, when I asked them, was Terry ever anybody famous? They told me to look up St. Catherine of Siena, who was a Catholic saint in 1300 A.D. And when I Googled St. Catherine, I found the story of a young woman in Siena, Italy, that would go into the local church and they would write down everything she said because they thought God was speaking to them through her. St. Catherine's dialogues with God became an official part of Catholic history, and Terry was the spitting image of St. Catherine. And she, of course, she had the same talent to be able to bring through these very high sources. And then, and I'm not going to go into it, but there were many, many people. I learned in writing the book on David Wilcock that people look like their past lives and that the DNA travels in the soul stream. And if nothing else convinced me that this was real, it was all the people that I start, including myself, that I started to connect with, that I was the spitting image of, or someone else was the spitting image of, and it just all fit. So if you hang in, something probably will happen that gives you some validation, okay? And, but will they do it on demand? You know, they might. I don't know. You're asking, you're putting it out. Can they provide me with a sign or message? So let's ask them.
Thank you. Hello?
Yeah. Go ahead. I'm turning it over. Okay. Did you hear?
It's very hard to hear. This connection is not that great. So the question was, what was the question in a short phrase?
Well, Mariah is new to our line, and she questions everything, and she doesn't mean to be disrespectful, but she asks if they can provide her with some kind of sign or message to validate.
Thank you. When Terry and Lynn were first connected with us, they did not trust us or believe the information, or they would ask and we would give them information. Terry would then go and look it up on the internet and find the information correct. So we do not ask you to believe us in us blindly. We provide assistance where we can, and we do not require you to believe, but we do our best when you ask to, when it is for the highest good of all, to help you, and when your intentions are in line with what you are asking. And the whole universe helps. Also, the universe is listening. All is one. So you can listen to the calls and see what results other people are saying. Just easily, don't push yourself. Keep your belief and then see what things come about and unfold as you connect with us and as you listen to the calls.
Thank you. Sija question. Sija from England. She says, what can we do to ensure that we do not lose the ability to bring through channeled messages from the Elohim and Ra group? Obviously, she's thinking, what can we do to ensure the longevity of this work? And, you know, I would say we have thousands of sessions that we posted online. And, you know, I was thinking, well, what if Terry left this realm? What would I do? And I realize there is so much to do with what we brought through that although it's good to have someone who's channeling and, you know, someone might come forward, if we weren't, you have to be so careful with channeling because very few people, even when they're bringing through high sources, lose it. And it screws up. Why is it that every church has gotten screwed up? Every religion. And we have left a legacy here of thousands of direct listening, you know, not to be, you know, translated in someone else's idea. And that leaves the potential for longevity in this work. And bringing someone in to be another channel could actually screw it up, okay? Not necessarily, but could. But let me turn it over to our sources for their comment on this.
Thank you. We are permanent. We are here. We are always changing and in the moment, but we are here continually for you. We have the ability to come in and out, but we keep a loving energy with you. So we are here for you. So that is a permanence. And on your end, to have groups that can access us when is amazing in that he has been able to access us over more than one lifetime. We need more people to be able to hold the energy and bring it in. The spiritchannel.net has the flavor of our channelings all the way through it. and one may read or listen to those channelings and get the flavor and the ability even eventually to connect with us.
Like in terms with, obviously, you guys are paying very close attention. And if somebody has the right dispensation, you will come through them and talk. And you have to be selective and careful.
They have to be aware, the majority of people are not aware or sensitive enough to pick up our vibrations, or even to then, if they pick them up, to translate them for it to be given.
Like in terms of the raw material, like in terms of myself, look what happened. First of all, they're talking to me through one person, then they're talking to me through another person.
You are very important and have the ability to pick up the messages.
Yes. And there may be someone listening right now who can bring this in.
Yes.
But I don't know if we can train somebody, because somebody wants to do it. I don't think that's enough. They
well,
need
it
to have
it takes enough self development to be able to set aside one's own issues, to set them aside so that they do not creep in to the channeling and color the information.
Helps. I know people are thinking, geez, what happens if something happens to Wynn and Terry? What are we going to do? And you know what? There's so much to do. It might even be better because more people will come forward and say, you know, we have the resources there. We have the spirit channel there. Okay? So more people will come forward and take volitional action to keep this going. You know, I myself, think about this. When we put the spirit channel up, you know, the Carla Rucker, Jim McCarty have all of their sessions up for free. You know, they started talking through Carla, and then they switched the Rock Group to Jim through Quo. So I don't know if running around worrying about it is going to solve the problem, okay? It's
never
more important.
Worry.
To get,
it does not solve problems.
Yeah. Next question here is from Edna. When I am out of my body while I am sleeping, do I still have higher dimensional protection? I have been in so many different places and have dealt with so many different issues, including dangerous ones that I can remember. I have always been wondering if I can control what I'm doing, since I'm not sure how my high self operates and if I am having protection at all times.
Yes. You do have protection. that goes with you. And when you are dreaming or asleep, there is also protection as you explore the inner workings of your thoughts, as you explore the potentials that you have. You do have protection, yes.
Thank you. You know what? I think I was still answering Cija's question a moment ago. Sorry, Edna, but they brought it back on track. All right. Next question here is from Brian Sondheim. And I'm not sure, he was in Las Vegas. I'm not sure where he is, but this is a general question. Can you explain the three types of Bigfoot explained in the Law of One? Now, I'll make a comment. As I recall, one of the things in the Law of One they said about Bigfoot, one thing I remember was that Bigfoot was genetically engineered to be able to withstand radiation in this realm in the event that we came to a worst-case scenario. And I don't remember about the three types of Bigfoot, so let me turn it over to our sources and see what they say.
Bigfoot?
Bigfoot, yep.
Pardon?
Okay, go ahead.
Bigfoot is an offshoot of genetic experimentation and is very private and keeps to itself in its own group. It tends to have families, and they do not proliferate very well. They keep under the radar.
Thank you. Are there three species of Bigfoot?
There are some different species, a couple of them, one smaller, one bigger.
Okay. Next question here is from it's from Nanette, who lives in downtown Phoenix, okay? And she asks, what is holding me back from being truly successful within my art and design realm?
You might want to take a look at the materials you are using, both to display the art and to make the art. In colors can be important so that your work can attract individuals to it. It is sensitive. See? Would you make it in our peace? Ask if people can give you any comments on their reaction, or take two different types of artwork and display them and see what people's responses are. In order to be successful, you need acceptance by the people that are going to be looking at the artwork. So feedback between the people and their desires and wishes and their responses to your work can help you to adjust to give a product that people will like, but yet a product that is your own expression and not compromised. Thank you.
Thank you. And let's see. From Isis. Is the reincarnation of Einstein alive today? And if yes, does that person come into these calls?
Is the reincarnation of what?
Einstein. Has Einstein reincarnated?
Einstein.
Yeah.
Aspects of Einstein are working with Kimberly. He has not reincarnated yet, as we see.
Thank you. And then she said, does that person come to these calls? And of course, they're not reincarnated yet. So that's it. Yeah. Okay. And we do have another question here from Judy Kane. We work with, this is, okay, Judy Kane asks for information about the violet flame or violet grace, okay?
Violet is a color that helps to reinforce the higher chakras, the pituitary gland, and makes a person more clear. If one reviews the colors of the chakra, violet is a combination of red and blue, and it gives us more. And the higher chakras are of that color, and so it helps reinforce them and to strengthen them. Thank you.
Now, there's a person called Saint Germain who identifies himself with the violet flame. flame or violet grace. Is he the only person that works with violet, or are there many others?
No, other people work with violet. I mean, it is a universal principle.
Mm-hmm. Okay, we're going to bring this call to an end. It's 6:56. We're going over the whole planet healing. Do you have anything else you'd like to say?
It is delightful to host this time with each and every one of you. Thank you for attending.
Thank you for being here, everyone, and thank you for those who ask questions. And on that note, we're going to unmute you all.